Hey everyone, ready to dive in? Today we're checking out Elcometer. They've been the name in inspection equipment for like, what, 75 years? Their stuff's practically legendary, especially in construction and aerospace. We're going deep on their product lineup, and we're focusing on their distributor in the UAE, Mohammed Mahdi Electronics Trading LLC. You might know them as MEAE.
The thing about Elcometer is they've really nailed making sure things are built right, especially with coatings, and MEAE makes sure those tools get to the right people in the UAE.
For sure. The MMEAE website highlights a bunch of Elcometer products, and their adhesion testers really caught my eye. Why is getting adhesion right so important in all these different industries?
Imagine. You're cruising down the road, and suddenly the paint starts peeling off your car. Not a good look, right? Or think about a plane where the coating on the wings fails. Adhesion keeps things together, and when it fails, it can be disastrous.
Okay, I get it. Things need to stick together. How do these adhesion testers actually work? Is there a different one for each thing?
There are a bunch of different methods, and Elcometer has a range of testers. Some, like the Elcometer 108 hydraulic adhesion tester, use a pull-off method to measure the force needed to detach a coating. Others, like the Elcometer 1542 crosshatch adhesion tester, involve cutting the coating and then using tape to test the adhesion. It all depends on the specific coating and material.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You need the right tool for the right measurement.
Exactly. And speaking of the right tool, MMEAE also has some other interesting Elcometer tools on their website, the Elcometer 319 dewpoint meter and the Elcometer 309 delta T hygrometer. They're essential for ensuring coating quality, especially where moisture is a factor.
Interesting. What do those measure and why is it so important in, say, construction or manufacturing?
Let's start with the dewpoint meter. Think about what happens when you have a cold glass of water on a warm day. Those little water droplets, that's condensation. It happens when the surface temperature is below the dew point, which is the temperature where air can't hold any more moisture.
Okay, that makes sense, but how does that affect coatings?
Well, if you're applying a coating and the surface temperature is below the dew point, you risk trapping moisture underneath, which can cause all sorts of problems. Poor adhesion, blistering, even corrosion under the coating. The Elcometer 319 helps make sure the coating is applied under the right conditions.
It's like it's making sure everything's good to go before you even start. That's pretty cool. What about the Delta T hygrometer? What's that do?
The Delta T hygrometer comes in after the coating is applied. It measures the difference between the coating's surface temperature and the air temperature, which is important for the drying. If the difference, the Delta T, is too big, the coating might dry too quickly and crack or have bad adhesion.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot for drying. I never knew there was so much to it.
Exactly. And those Elcometer tools give you the data you need. Speaking of, MMEAE also has one of Elcometer's most popular product lines, their coating thickness gauges.
Right. They mentioned the Elcometer A456C FTI1 coating thickness gauge. Why is getting the thickness right so important? And what's so special about that model?
See, coating thickness isn't one size fits all. It depends on the coating, the material, and the environment. If it's too thin, you risk bad protection against corrosion or wear, too thick, and you could get cracking, peeling, or uneven finishes.
It's all about precision. How does the Elcometer A456 CFTI1 do that?
Well, the Elcometer A456 CFTI1, it's really a workhorse for this. What makes it special? It uses both magnetic and eddy current stuff. So it can measure thickness on all sorts of materials like steel, aluminum, even some nonmetals.
So it works on like anything, a car, a bridge, a big piece of equipment, all with one tool. That's wild.
That's right. Elcometer makes tools that are super precise, but also adaptable, which is really important these days with how many different materials and applications are out there.
Totally. It's like the ultimate coating thickness tool. Mm-hmm. And speaking of versatility, I want to go back to MMEAE for a sec. They're not just selling Elcometer, right? And they've got other stuff going on too.
Yeah, you're right. They do cabling certification and network installation testing. So they're not just about the tools. They really get how important quality is and a bunch of different areas.
So whether you're building something huge or setting up a complicated network, MEAE can help you make sure it's done right, which is pretty awesome.
It shows how connected all these different fields are, a secure network connection or the right coating thickness. It's all about precision, details, and doing things right.
Like a whole hidden system keeping things running smoothly. We might not always see it, but that focus on quality is what makes things last.
Exactly. And that goes back to what Elcometer and MMEAE are all about. They're not just selling tools, they're selling solutions for precision, quality, and peace of mind.
It's kind of crazy when you think about how important these tools are.
Yeah.
We never really think about them, but they're making sure everything's built to last, from our cars to the buildings we live in.
It's true, and it shows how creative and dedicated the people are who make and use these tools every single day.
This has really been eye-opening, you know?
Yeah.
I never thought about all this measurement and inspection stuff, but now I see how important it is.
It's like a whole hidden world, right?
Yeah, like we just see the finished product,
yeah,
but there's so much going on behind the scenes to make it happen.
It makes you think, what about all the stuff we use every day? Our phones, our coffee mugs, even the say.
The chairs.
Exactly. I think about all the tools and tech that went into making those things. It's mind-blowing.
It really is. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of Elcometer and MAAE. We covered a lot of ground today.
It's been fun.
Definitely. And a big thanks to everyone listening. Until next time, stay curious.